person could be you, though. A pretty guy with a halo. Hi, Kingsley. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, what's going on with you guys?
Hey. So we want to know about these agreements. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Well, there's a lot of agreements that we have, and that I, you know, it's all contingent on the relationship, and it's based on the individuals. But, you know, when it comes to like agreements, when it comes to like going out, they came about from conversations that we've had. So it's based on, it's not just me saying, hey, this is what I want you to do. It's really based on what she was saying, that how she carries herself. And so if I'm talking to somebody and they're telling me this is how they carry themselves, I'm gonna hold them to that word. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, I know this topic is about cheating and things like that. So for me, cheating low key, well, high key is just the lies.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we could be honest with each other and setting the standards and the boundaries and the limits, then I'm good. So if my girl is going out and she's saying she's going out with such and such, and they're going out dancing, I'm going to expect there to be dudes that's going to want to dance and things like that. But if she's telling me I don't dance with dudes, I just dance by myself or with my home girl, and I'm going to hold it. Like, I'm going to believe that that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I'm not
nice.
Gonna sit here,
that's really mature.
It's mature. That's love. That's trust.
Yeah. I'm not, well, it's really just, I understand that I've only got control over me. I don't have control over others. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is, really. So if we have an agreement and we have an understanding with each other, I trust that until I have a reason not to trust it, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what would you do if you found your reason not to trust it?
We have a conversation. We could discuss it.
Well, what would you do if she, you were under the impression she doesn't dance with nobody at the club, but one of your homeboys happened to see her like grinding on some dude at the club, took a video of it, sent you the video, and it was true. What would you do? How would you feel?
I wouldn't really care. You know what I'm saying? Because like,
but she lied to you. She told you she only dances with her girls.
But I'm not, what I'm saying is I don't care that it's coming from a third party. You know what I'm saying? So
a video.
The video is a third party. You know what I'm saying? So we could have the discussion about it, but then if she lies while we have that discussion, that's different. You know what I'm saying? But if we have the discussion, she was like, oh yeah, some guy came up to me and I was dancing and I got into it. And, all right, cool. And that's what happened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really contingent upon what we agreed on through our conversations and the behavior patterns. You know what I'm saying? As like, is it in line with our agreement? And then we just go from there.
Now, what if she agreed to things because she expected you to agree to the same things, but she low-key like didn't hold her agreement behind your back and maybe you didn't even know about it? Like, because of her expecting you not, like maybe one of the agreements was don't message opposite gender. And maybe that she agreed she wouldn't because she didn't want you to do it, but low-key she's doing it the whole time. She feels entitled to texting other dudes because maybe she feels like she could put that boundary up, but she doesn't think you can. So she expected you to, but she's saying she'll do it, but now she's behind your back. You figure out she's been talking to other dudes and maybe it's just friendly, yeah, but she still lied about it.
See, to me, it's the lie more than anything else. So if I found out something like that, it's not the action. It's not the action of talking to the dude. It's the lie of not talking to the dude. If that, you know what I'm saying? It's because if she's talking to dudes and I'm talking to girls, then I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because it's setting the expectation. So if the ex, if you're being disingenuous with the expectations that's being set, that's what fucks with me. Because the lie, to me, it robs you of your reality. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. And just like if you approached her with a truth, but she's denying it and she's gaslighting you and she's not admitting to what you found out. That too, it's holding you against your will of what reality is. And I don't think that's fair.
Yeah. And then if I'm going to approach somebody about something that I know to be true, like for instance, if you go back to that video example.
Okay.
And she's like denying it and lying and doing all of that. I don't even have to reference the video because a lot of times in situations like this, I don't bring shit up like that. I just look to, like you talked about patterns earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the patterns. So if you're lying to me, now I'm paying attention to what your lie face looks like, what your lie voice sounds like. You know what I'm saying?
What but do how do you go on with a relationship with this person that lies to you, to your face so easily?
I make the adjustments and act accordingly.
And what does that consist of?
And then it depends. It depends on the lie.
Still like building with this person?
If we're talking about her dancing with another guy when she says she wouldn't, to me, that's not really grounds for dismissal. You know what I'm saying? But especially if she owns up to it. But if she's lying, then the adjustment is, for me, is not taking every word for face value.
And how do you go on, though, in a relationship where you can't take things for face value with the person? That's kind of hard.
That's what I'm saying. So it would have to be up to her to see if she's going to make it up. You know what I'm saying?
And how could she make it up?
Behaviors, patterns.
Okay.
Patterns, behaviors.
Do you think that people like, change?
They have to want to change. You know what I mean? They have to show willingness to change. But I'm not going to sit here and force change on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if in the behavior, like, and then that's another thing too, like, she clearly earned a position in my life. Like, I don't just put shorties in position because they want one.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly she's doing other things that got her in the position that she's in to be in a relationship with me on that level. And so breaking trust and not being able to hold to certain agreements that we establish, because we have hard agreements, and then there's like things that are negotiable. You know what I mean? And then I have my non-negotiables. You know what I'm saying? Like disrespect, like blatant disrespect, and like calling me out my name and arguing all the time and doing shit like that. Like that's a non-negotiable. Like I'm gonna cut you off. Like I don't need that type of drama or stress in my life from anybody, man or woman. I ain't taking that disrespect from anybody. You know what I'm saying? But then there's other things like negotiables. Like if she's lying about something stupid, like dancing with somebody, I'm going to want to know like what went on in her life that makes her feel like, cause I've been lied to before. So I want to know like, what is it that's caused, like, what did you go through in life that makes you think that you have to lie about something dumb, like something little. You know what I'm saying? And try to identify that trauma.
That's that. Really kind.
You sound like the most understanding partner I have ever. Like, he's like, let's sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's try to figure this out. Like,
yeah,
I love
really
that.
Kind.
Yeah, because it's little. You know what I mean? It's little. But again, but if you're taking the position of trying to gaslight me and make me feel like I'm dumb or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just like growing through the situation. Yeah, you're going to get demoted. And it depends on where you are in that ranking with me. Because if you're just like on the practice squad, then you're just cut. You know what
so
I mean?
So there's levels to this shit. There's levels to this shit.
It's a practice squad.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely.
You're getting demoted, promoted. Like, sheesh.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So you don't just, they can't get right to your heart. There's levels to this.
I mean, everything I do is out of love. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of it is out of love and respect for myself. Because if I don't have love or respect for myself, how can I give that to somebody else? So everything I do is out of love. You know what I'm saying? But
that's really mature of you.
I don't have to be dumb. I don't have to be dumb in the process. You know what I'm saying?
How long have you been in your current relationship?
I don't even count. I don't even count because I don't believe in counting when it comes
is
to
is it longer than
I just want to know. Yeah, I want to know because it really sounds like
I've been my main show. I've been with her. I've known her since she was 18 and she's 36 now.
17. Yeah. Wow.
17 years.
Okay, so that's how you hold down a relationship for 17 years, gentlemen.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I have females that I talk to that I'm very open about. You know what I'm saying? I don't lie about none of the shit. Like, I don't lie about, like, and that's why when we're talking about cheating, it's lying. That's what the cheating is. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, females that she talks to that she knows about? What do you mean? Yeah.
I mean, like, I can pick up the phone and call a girl and she's not going to bug out because she already knew about the girl.
So he has an open communication line between him and his partner where she's not feeling insecure if he's talking to other females because they agreed on it in their agreement.
Yeah, like it's always been like that with me since day one.
Well, 17 years, that's a long relationship, so maybe that's how you guys stay sane and keep going. It's by having these agreements or these limits with each other.
Exactly.
Now, is there ever pushing the limit? Is there ever like going past the line that was drawn by maybe mistake or, you know, emotions or things like that?
The only time I push through limits or look to push through boundaries is in the bedroom.
Okay.
Outside of that, the boundaries are set. You know, it's like a puzzle. Like, you can't go outside the puzzle. Like, it's the boundary of the puzzle. You know,
is that your partner in the background that just did that laugh?
She's hearing me talk right now.
Oh, okay, nice.
Well, hi, nice.
Okay, wow.
I'm on my Bluetooth. She can't hear, but she's hearing me, but she doesn't hear.
And you still have her laughing and giggling like a young girl after all these years.
All the time.
Wow, I think that's really special. King Zay, is she your queen?
She is not my queen. She's just my main shorty. She's my main shorty for a reason.
What's
that? She is a queen.
What, Jules? What's the face? Jules just squinted her face.
She is a queen. You know what I'm saying?
It's the main shorty part that gets me.
Like the main shorty part.
Are there like
side shorties?
It's the way that it was worded.
There's other shorties.
Someone said in the chat.
They're all on the practice.
Somebody in the chat said that's ghetto. Bill, are you in the Instagram chat? So Bill made a comment. He said that's ghetto.
Well, Bill can, you know what I'm saying? Bill to me sounds like a guy who would talk shit about some shit because to him it sounds like he's not living this. Bill to me sounds like the guy that would lie.
Okay.
He sounds like the guy that would cater to every whim of a woman because he doesn't have a spine. That's what Bill sounds like to me. So, and I run into guys like Bill all the time who wish that they were in the position that I was in, but they just don't have the balls to be honest with themselves, let alone the woman that they're with, if they even have one.
Bill, did you want to get in the chat or speak on that?
Yeah, please, Bill, would you?
So I do have a question. So if you've got some sides, does she have some sides?
I always leave that door open. She made the decision not to have sides.
Oh, okay. Why did she make that decision to not have sides?
Well, from what she told me.
Is she there? Can we ask?
I mean,
what did she say? What did she say?
She told me, and she's sitting right next to me, so okay. You know, it's not like I'm in the bathroom hiding and shit talking like Bill would probably do. But She told me that she didn't want to talk to any other guys because she's fulfilled with me. You know what I mean? Like, she has everything that she wants and needs here, so she didn't want to seek it anywhere else.
This reminds me of the 99% that I was talking about earlier with the 1% and the 99. She's not willing to give up the 99 over the 1. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, so I always leave that door open, and I've done it for years where I left the door open like, hey, you know, if you want to. And it was just like a no. And again, and going back to the agreement thing, that becomes now an agreement. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you guys are in an open relationship. So this topic is interesting because we were talking about cheating, and this gave us just a totally different twist.
Because this isn't cheating. This
I don't know if it's an agreement. I don't know if it's necessarily open because she's not open to other guys, but I definitely have an open door policy where the door is always open if she ever wants to leave. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't feel any type of way of like her coming home after getting dicked down by somebody else?
But she's not, though. But what if she was? What if she met someone and she told you about it?
I mean, then that's what it would be. And then we would have a discussion about the dynamics of our relationship and how that would go moving forward.
Oh, wow. So it just would change the dynamics.
Yeah, it would change because it's a different mindset that I would have to take on. You know what I'm saying? Similar to the same mindset like we all have. Like, if you're dating, a guy like Bill would think that that girl is only his. You know, and they just
Bill's still here. Bill's still here. I mean, if Bill wants to come in,
Bill, come on in, just put it in the towel,
pop you back in.
And they were just talking online, and he's already fantasizing about future and shit. But
welcome back,
Hey Bill, welcome back.
Like in dating, you're already going into the situation where you already know that there's other options that that person could be possibly talking to. You know what I'm saying? And so mentally, you already set that expectation for yourself to know, hey, there's other options that may be there, and you're not going to put yourself in a position to think that you're the only one. You know what I'm saying?
And so, have you thought about marrying this young lady?
Have you thought about
marrying this young lady?
I'm talking. So if you're going to ask me a question, you're going to have to wait till I'm done talking. So there's different rules.
I think this man's scared of commitment. That's what I think. He's scared to answer that question.
Bill, do you have a
girl? This man doesn't know anything about relationships.
Bill, do you have a girl? He knows
about girlfriends, right?
Bill, do you have a girl?
No, but I've been married.
All right, then shut the fuck up.
But I've been married.
Wait, hold on, Bill. That's a twist because when did you get married? When were you married? We were talking about relationships. You said you only been in three.
I got married when I was in the military.
And she left you.
No, she actually died.
She left you.
No, she actually died.
Because she left you.
No, she literally died, dog, in a car accident.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
What?
Yeah, thank you. Man. So,
well, I ain't gonna say nothing.
Are you gonna keep on assuming, Kings? Are you gonna answer my question? Why haven't you married this young lady?
Who said I wasn't married?
Oh, shit.
So, are you married?
I'm saying, we're talking about assumptions. You're the one who mentioned assumptions.
Because you just said that's my little boo thing. Like, you didn't say this is my wife. You said
no, that's her main. That's his main.
You're putting
his
words in my mouth.
He said main.
I don't say boo thing.
My main chick. He said this is my little main shawty.
Guys like you say boo thing.
Bro, you just said main shawty. Okay. This is my main shawty. Is this your fiance?
It's my main shorty. Do you have a main shorty?
So are you married, dog? Is what I'm asking.
And my question is, why does it matter?
I think you keep on eluding the question, my boy.
Why does it matter to you?
Because that's very important. That shows commitment to the young lady.
You can hear my main shorty in the background that I've been with for 17 years.
She was just giggling. She thinks he's funny.
And she's still giggling. She's laughing right now at you, Bill.
Yeah, because you ain't put a ring on it yet.
She's laughing at you.
She's giggling because you ain't put a ring on it yet.
Are we assuming again?
I think you were assuming, sir.
All right, fine. So, like I was
now, we're gonna use the words I was saying.
Mindset when we're dating that you're with somebody else, and so you're not gonna put the mindset that you're the only one. You know what I'm saying? So, if she was to be with another guy,
that's the thing, though. If I'm getting married, that is the only one.
It would just be a shift in my. It would just be a shift in my mindset. You know what I'm saying? And then we could just move from there. To answer your question.
Bill made a comment. He said that if he gets married, she is the only one.
I know. He sounds like that type.
But King Zay has an agreement, so.
That's all I'm saying.
It's just different. They just have an open relationship.
But he's not willing to make that real agreement.
You don't even know what I'm willing to do because you don't know me.
The wife is 99%, 0.9% in, it sounds, even through the one. We were talking about that earlier, the percentage difference gap. Like, you might leave a guy that's, like, whack in other aspects. Once he cheats, it's, like, your excuse to leave. But if he's fulfilling all your things, you might not leave over that. You might stay if they have an open agreement. If he's fulfilling his needs to his wife.
And I'm, which I am, Bill.
And he is, he said.
Very well.
I was just wondering if he was legally married.
Okay.
Honestly, I give you guys like a lot of props. Honestly, for having that open relationship and being able to still have that connection after all these years. And
yeah,
I mean, that's awesome. Like Wiz said, she's giggling in the background.
Yeah, she sounds happy.
I mean, it sounds like a great relationship. And I mean, I've tried to have conversations, like straight up conversations about like lying and things like that with my husband. They don't always go the greatest, but I mean,
yeah,
he should listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
and you know, and I know, you know, I know that Bill wants to have that, but you know, he just can't.
So I have a question: these girls that are on the side, how long are they on the side for? Like, how long do those?
Oh, I don't say. Question.
I don't set an expectation, but they range from a day to years.
Okay.
Does she ever get afraid of you getting attached or having some type of emotional bond with this person?
Nah. If anything, she wonders how long they'll last because she knows that I have such a high standard. For them to like, they don't just
let's talk about one that lasted years. You said there's some that are years, right? Yeah. So, there should be an emotional attachment. The man's not a sociopath, he should care for the woman that he's with, right?
It's not that
he can't care.
Yeah, it's not that I don't care, I'm not emotionally attached. Like, it's not gonna even with my
are you emotionally shorty, attached if, to your main shorty?
I was just about to say, even with my main shorty, if we were to part ways, I'm not gonna. My life isn't going to end.
I think it should. I love her and I don't even know her. How she's just.
No, it's just, it's not going to end because if I had to make a decision or if we decide, like I said, I have an open door policy. So if we decide that we're going to part ways for any reason, I'm okay with that. Because what I give, it doesn't deplete me. I'm okay with myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I do everything out of love and respect. And that love and respect comes from myself first. It's not like she is the source of my love and the source of the respect that I have for myself. That comes from within. So I'm not depleted. So if she leaves, I'll be okay with it because I know she's going to be a better woman for whoever the next man is. Just off of the strength of the stuff that I was able to pour into her and teach her and build her. You know what I'm saying? To help build where she is as a woman. Same thing with the other shorties. Everything that I've taught them and shown them, and that just makes them a better person and a better candidate for the next man. You know what I mean?
These other girls, has your main ever met them?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Even the ones on the practice squad, she knows of all of them.
Damn. Is this your bottom bitch?
What's a bottom bitch?
I don't know. He's trying to figure it out for himself. He's trying to he's trying to put a label because he doesn't you know what I mean? He's trying to figure out like
You said main shawty and
it's
not your wife. Sounds like you're doing a whole lot of pimping. Sounds like a
fantasy to you, huh? Sounds like a movie to you. I know.
That's what it sounds like. That would be the definition. You know what I'm saying? Are they bringing money back to you?
It's the things
you dream of. Is that how the arrangement works? Is this how the pimping agreement works?
I'm living the YouTube That's videos wild. You watch.
He's like Andrew Tate, you're saying? He's pimping his girls? No.
It sounds like a pimp to me. And the women are talking about him.
Hold on, King Zay.
He goes out and finds and recruits girls to work for him.
Call me Pimp Zay, my boy. Call me Pimp Zay.
That's what it sounds like to me. It doesn't sound like much of a relationship.
No, King Zay, can we ask you, have you ever pimped anyone out?
If I'm Pimp Zay, then he's Trick Bill. I would have my hoes take him for all his money because I know he would give it just for a sniff of it. Just for a sniff.
Okay. None of your hoes, dog.
For a sniff. I would have her smile and tap you on the shoulder just to empty your bank account, nigga, and you would do the whole thing. You would do it. Cause you'd be already in fantasy world thinking that she's your wife. Cause she tapped you on the shoulder three times and smiled.
You thought it was, brother.
He'd be in love off the tap on her shoulder.
You thought, yeah, so your pockets could, no, but that's not what's going down, bro.
Yeah, that's why you don't have one,
you're not no relationship expert, you're a pimp. Okay.
I never claimed to be. I'm sure you have.
Joe Brown knows it best.
I never claimed to be a relationship expert, but I'm sure you have with no relationships. When was your last relationship? Middle school? Elementary?
2014?
Oh, damn. Poor thing.
That was for like 4 years.
They call that a drought where I'm from.
Where? Damn, is it? Wow, drought.
Sounds like famine in your land.
Your route sounds like STDs, my boy.
Me and my mate shorty's laughing at you. It's the FYI.
That's a lie.
It's because it's funny how a man with no standards is going to try to tell a man with standards what's going on in that man's life.
Bill's got standards.
I feel like you have a double standard there, sir.
What, Jules?
You can feel whatever standard. You want.
You heard him yesterday.
What?
Talking about type of relationships. Traditional woman is what he likes.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he has some standards.
Some?
Yeah. That's why, yeah.
Like what, cooking chicken? You like chicken, Bill? You wanted to cook chicken for you?
Yes, cook chicken.
Is that the standard? As long as she can cook some good chicken, I'm happy. That's as far as your standard goes. Chicken, maybe beef.
Damn.
Maybe some dishes.
And that's the thing. I'm not worried about the cook because I can cook my damn self. You know what I'm saying? I know how to cook.
I'm sure she would make you cook.
I would want to cook. That's the thing.
She would make you cook, or you ain't getting no sniff for the pussy, baby. I
don't think you understand. I would want to cook.
You're sleeping on the couch if you don't cook.
Damn.
That's your life, Bill. Keep working on yourself. You might get there.
All right, player. Play a pimp.
As long as you recognize.
What, Jules?
So anyway.
I'm so sorry. Like, I could honestly just listen to them beef all night, you know?
Yes.
About chicken.
There's no beef.
It's no beef. It's all love. I love dudes like Bill, man. I love dudes like Bill. Yeah, I do. It balances out the ecosystem. Because without Bill, then these other shorties wouldn't know the value of a man like me when I come around. We talk about guys like Bill all the time.
There's women and there's hoes, my wife.
Yeah, tell me the difference. Tell me the difference. Please educate me.
Don't save us. You don't want to be saved. Don't save us. These are the lyrics by J. Cole.
Oh, yeah? What's the lyrics of Bill, though? Tell me the difference between a woman and a hoe.
You tell me, play a pimp. I'd like a traditional
You made the
woman.
Statement.
You like open, she comes and they go. Open door, you know what I'm saying?
You made the
talking
statement.
About contracts and stuff.
Stand on it. Because in my world, my woman is my hoe. And she's a woman. I've never met a woman that wasn't a hoe for me. A freak.
I don't think that's the definition
you,
of a
Bill?
Hoe, my boy.
The closest to a freak that you get is Pornhub, huh?
Damn.
What was your last search?
No, I don't need Pornhub. That's the thing. It sounds like you need a female, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like you depend on females to you depend on a female to make your status. You know what I'm saying? I don't depend on a female to make my status. I'm a man first. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like you projecting, trying to push on me what you are. But I'm not that weak. I'm too strong for that.
I'm doing a reverse Uno card on me.
I don't have to reverse anything.
You're trying to do the reverse Uno card on me? That's what you've
been
doing all day.
I can hear the feebleness in your voice. Go ahead, take another hit. Try to think of something.
Like, there's nothing to, like, explain. I like a traditional woman. You don't.
You should have stayed in the chat. Okay. What's a traditional woman? Tell me what a traditional woman is.
A traditional woman would not want an open relationship. You know what I'm saying?
That's not telling me what a traditional woman is. You're telling me what you think she
I'm telling you what it's not.
You're assuming.
I'm telling you what it's not.
You're assuming.
And if we could find out what it's not, we could tell what it is.
You don't even know. You can't even tell me what it is.
He told us yesterday, a traditional woman is a woman that makes chicken.
Tell me today. I wasn't here yesterday. Tell me today. I'm here now. Tell me.
Traditional woman that holds it down at the house, bro, while I go get the bread.
Oh, word?
Yeah, bro. Are you the protector?
You're going to get the bread. You're going to get the milk. You're going to get the cereal and shit. That don't tell me shit about no woman.
Okay. You're saying, like,
last I checked, traditional woman, a woman is a woman, dog. I ain't going to put no labels. A woman's a woman. I don't care if it was fucking 1825, 1400s, 16 AD. A woman was always a woman, just like a man was always a man. We ain't had to put additional labels on traditional. A traditional woman is a traditional one. Oh, is a traditional one? Oh, my God.
I think he's saying like there's a difference between a woman that's willing to like be a wife, and then there's like these girls out here that are just like willing to only like be an OnlyFans or something.
Okay, so is that,
did we kick Bill out?
Bill just dipped out. He's coming back though.
That just sounds like a woman. Any woman has a propensity to be that. It just depends on who's going to pull that out of her. Because a woman's going to make Bill do the dishes. But if a woman comes around me, she's going to want to do dishes for me and to make sure certain things are in place.
And why is that?
Because of the way that the energy flows and the way the energy is going. And the standards that I already have. You know what I'm saying?
She's so going to already want to do that. Going. Okay, so you create energy where you're saying your female already wants to serve you because the space is there for her.
By default. by default. Okay.
And why can't, when why isn't the energy like that with Bill?
Women can sense weakness in men and guys.
So what was the weakness?
It could be in many of the things. It could be the way he doesn't look in her eyes. It could be the way he looks away every time she looks at him.
So like that, and then like
the way he agrees to every little thing she wants instead of focusing on the thing she needs.
So how can you?
He's too busy chasing wants.
So how can you figure out, like, decipher a need from a want?
Easy. Wants change. Okay. Wants are inconsistent. She might want red nail polish today and blue nail polish tomorrow. She might want lipstick on today and she might not want that tomorrow. But what she needs is consistent upon all conditions. Guidance, leadership. Someone who's not gonna bend and break when she has an emotional, when she's being emotional, when she's being a woman.
Okay.
Guys like Bill will sit in the car for 2 hours because he doesn't want to go in the house. Because she was mad when he left for work. So he's scared. He doesn't know how to tamper the emotion. He doesn't know how to bring it back.
I'm scared to go in my own house.
It won't even be your house. It'll be hers. It'll be hers. You'll be moving into her house, and then she's gonna be kicking you out.
No, it'll be my house, mad at you. Bro. It'll be my house with my name.
It'll be it. Even if it is your house and your name, it'll be her house when she gets there.
Yeah, you got me totally mixed up with somebody else, bro.
No, I don't. I come across Bills every day.
Yeah, I think you got me totally fucked up.
And Bill's girlfriends.
This house should be in my name, bro, and that's. It'd be in my name or both of our names because we're rumbling as a unit. Wow.
I'm sure that's right. And then when she's done with you, it'll only be her name, even if it's in your name.
And how you does that even... happen?
Easy. His how? Balls will be in her purse.
What?
He would have relinquished that power to her. By handing her his balls, if he even has them still when she gets there.
So you're saying Bill's main, you're saying Bill's issue at the end of the day is he has no balls.
Yeah, he's been castrated. Yeah,
castrated.
He's been too busy watching Red Pill Rhetoric on YouTube because I could hear the shit he's saying. He's just regurgitating online shit.
Nah, bro, I have like a core values, bro. I don't get my shit from YouTube.
Yeah, where did traditional woman come from then?
Where did that come from?
If you ain't listening to online shit, then where do you?
I grew up in the Baptist. I grew up in an all black Baptist church, bro. Like. That's where my tradition came from, bro. Southern Baptist Church.
Okay, where's traditional like woman in the Bible?
You know what I'm saying? What?
Where's traditional woman at? What scripture is that in?
There's plenty of verses of how a husband should treat his wife and a wife should treat his husband.
Just give me one. No, I'm talking about what scripture says traditional woman in it. So I can find it.
It wouldn't be, it those would be the traditions. The traditions
I wanna
would
have,
be that.
I
want to
have Bible you know study saying? Tonight with my main shorty. Tell me the scripture the I should look up that tradition. Talks about you know traditional woman.
Bible study with the main shorty is wild.
Yeah, so I could teach her how to be a traditional woman because I don't think she's traditional. She's virtuous, so, but I don't know.
So King Zay, did you? Woman. So do you follow a religion as well? Because you're bringing up scriptures.
I'm very principle based.
Okay, so do you know any scriptures about a traditional woman?
No. I know a scripture about the virtuous woman.
Okay.
Proverbs 31 woman. I know about that.
Proverbs 31 woman, huh?
Yeah. A woman that brings honor to that man's name. But I don't know about traditional though. It didn't say anything about that in that script particular. Book. I don't know, man.
Have you read the New Testament? The New Testament?
Why? It says traditional in there?
Well, I think you're getting caught up on a word. But the definition...
You made it up. I mean, You're the one caught up because you're the one who used it. You're the one who's caught up because you're the one looking for it.
Bro.
You caught up looking for it.
That, you know what I'm saying? When a man and a woman get married, they're one. They're okay. One now.
You know so where's the tradition? Where's the tradition in that?
That's how the God. That's how God said it was. You know what I'm saying? That's the tradition he set.
Okay, and so what does
that would be
what
biblical
a man,
tradition, wouldn't it?
What does a man and a woman coming together mean? What does that mean to you?
That they're becoming one. That they're
what does it mean? You're just repeating yourself, but what does it mean?
That they're a unit now. They're a team. They're making offspring together. You know what I'm saying? They're building
a
dam.
That's not what it means. That's not what it means.
So when they become one, what does it mean? When they become one?
Back in the day, when a man and a woman consummated, when they had sex and became one, that's when they became one, when they were having sex. That's why back in the day they talked about men finding virgins and women will hold their virginity for the man and they would lay their life down for the man and give up her virginity to that man and then they would consummate. They would have sex and become one now. That's why back in the day it was illegal for another man to sleep with another man's wife because the minute a man laid with a woman, he became her wife, meaning he became one with that man. It wasn't a tradition because if marriage was a tradition, like that
sounds like a tradition right there. That sounds like the tradition, bro. And the American tradition is saying
the tradition wasn't wasn't said tradition. It said a man and a woman become one, and they were talking about fucking. Because if marriage was a tradition like that, then we would all be jumping brooms or throwing rice.
Bro, there's plenty of Bible verses on marriage, dog.
Okay, but marriage was talking about sex.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, bro.
Go read every scripture on marriage again.
Bro, do you know about the, like, to not have sex before marriage? So if you're having sex before marriage, that
Who
would
said
be,
that?
That's in the Bible. To not have sex
Show
before
me.
Marriage. So you're saying that when you
Show
have
me
sex,
the
you become married. That doesn't make any
Show
sense.
Show me the scripture. Show me the scripture.
Bro, that's not that hard, bro. Like I could Google it for you. That's a common scripture.
I'm saying, back it up.
So you're saying, bro.
Show me the scripture where it says that.
Do you want me to, I could come back, bro. I could Google it to come back real quick. Is that what you want me to do, bro?
Right now. You do whatever you want, fam. I know you ain't going to find it.
It's in there. It's literally in there, bro.
I'm going to Google it, too, because I know nothing about the Bible.
Yeah, go ahead. All of you guys. Go ahead. You guys team up.
I know nothing
about
it. What's
the Bible about sex before marriage?
Hey, I'll do it, too.
Go ahead. Show me
my mama
verse.
Tells
show
me to
me
go
verse.
To church all the time. I don't do it.
Show me the verse.
It's better to be married than to burn with passion.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the guys that are sleeping with passion.
Sexual intimacy
can
only be fulfilled within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman.
Say that again?
Sexual intimacy should only be fulfilled within the bonds of marriage between
a
man and a woman.
That sounds like that's not scripture. That's someone's opinion of trying to interpret what a scripture is.
Corinthians, yeah. 2 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians, what?
1 Corinthians 7:36.
So, like, bruh. So, what do you. So,
okay,
like.
Put first
so, what you're saying was that as soon as they had sex, that means they were married, but then it says you can't have, don't have sex before you're married. That wouldn't make any sense, right?
Where does it say that?
Corinthians 7 9, though, says Paul says that it's better to marry than to burn with passion. Paul urges people to.
Yeah, and not commit that sin.
You
know what I'm saying?
Do you know why Paul, now this turned into Bible stuff, do you know why Paul said that?
Tell us why, bro.
There was harlots in the streets that everybody was having sex with. And like I said, the purity of a woman was found in her virginity. So when a woman had sex with more than one guy back then, she was considered defiled. And so a bunch of guys was running around having sex with women who was having sex with a bunch of men, and they were defiling themselves. And they were saying, it's better for you to have a wife, meaning it's better for you to sleep with a woman that you took her virginity. She was clean than for you to be running around sleeping with harlots, because that's what was happening back in the day. See, motherfuckers want to take scripture and take it way out of context to fit their little narrative. Bro, that's not what's happening. That's why I don't fuck with religion, because religion be trying to take sex and demonize it. But that's not what it was, man. Motherfuckers was real dirty back in the day. They were doing all types of shit back in the day.
It's the same stuff that's going on now, bro.
It's really,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. How many bodies does your girl have? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that.
See, that's that would be the that's question. That online, like, bullshit. That shit doesn't matter how many bodies she's had before me. Because now she's with this body and she don't want nobody else.
And there you go, bro. Like,
see, you're too worried about like body count.
A lot of girls lie about their body count.
I do.
And he's going to believe it.
He said, I do.
I do. 100%. You don't want to know.
He says she only fucked like 4 or 5 niggas, so you know you got to multiply by 3. J. Cole. Keep on having to quote J. Cole. There you go.
Rhetoric. You're quoting other J. Cole niggas instead of standing on your own nuts because you ain't got none.
All right, bro.
You quoting other niggas. I'm saying, I quote me.
Tell us a quote,
that's
dog.
That's what I'm saying.
Tell that's us a quote, I'm King saying. Z.
I don't worry about
tell us
about
a quote.
A shorty's body count. The more niggas she slept with, the more experience she's gonna have for what I need her to do for me.
That's wild.
That's all that is. That's all that is. Cause ain't none of them niggas. You know how many shorties I talk to? And none of them niggas made her have an orgasm. That's you, Bill. Counting you.
There's plenty of females that tell me, like, bro.
You're in that number. Plenty of females, and you ain't even got one. That's how I know you lying, because you would still have one right now if you was that good. They would stick around just for the dick. At least.
Then that would be my decision. That would be my decision. You ain't got none.
It wouldn't even be your decision.
That would be my decision, bro.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if she still wanted it, I could go there anytime. That would be my decision to do that.
You're better off standing in the mirror and lying to yourself.
Hey, bro.
Because you ain't convincing me.
I don't need to convince you, bro. I'm saying you're a
then
man.
Stop trying. Bro. Then stop trying.
No one's trying to convince you. You're trying to, like, test me, bro.
You making up shit.
I'm not making up shit, bro. I'm telling you straight facts.
Plenty of women ain't tell you nothing.
Plenty of women told me, like, oh, my gosh. You may become 3 times in, like... one jump, you know what I'm saying? Why one session.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so word. Like,
why are you lying?
Oh, I'm not lying, bro.
Even they know you. Even
this
they
is what
know
I've been told.
You know,
so
women
could have been lying, but
it
sounded like she was being honest to me. So, like, why would she front? Why would she put tens on 20 and say 3 times? You know what I'm saying?
Women always try to. We always try to make guys feel better.
Three times. I mean, if she said once, that'd have been fine, right?
No,
we're trying to make you feel good.
Three, so
even
I don't know.
Even if it was once.
Stuff
even
like
if
that,
it was
bro.
Once,
you know what I'm
he'd still be around.
I don't really need to talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Even if it was one time, she would still be around.
That so was my wanting, lying. If I wanted her around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
And that's that exact shit I'm trying to point out, bro. You need it. You need a female, my boy. You need something to hold you down, bro.
All right,
a female defines you, bro, and that's what I'm saying.
Oh, word!
I don't need a female to define me. Yeah, bro.
Says the one looking for a traditional female.
What a traditional man does and a traditional female does, bro. Like,
nah, dog. You are who you are. You either is or you ain't. You're talking all this gender role bullshit. You know who plays roles? Actors and actresses.
I feel like you need a female to define you, bro, and I don't need that.
You either are or you ain't, and you ain't.
This definitely went a different route than I thought it was.
It
going
did
to.
Because I was, you know, mainly we were talking about the last question, so let's go back to the topic. I still remember it. You were asking me if she was to decide to go with another guy, how would I handle it? And I told you we would have a discussion because I would have to have a shift in mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you would have a shift in mindset if you were dating somebody and you knew they had other options, you would already have the mindset prepared to know, like, hey, they got another motherfucker, they got other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And you're not gonna put yourself in a position to think that you're the only one and put yourself at risk. Especially sexually. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I even have sexual standards unlike Bill. So, like, if I'm dealing with a shorty who's fucking well, like, other
how
dudes,
do I not have sexual standards?
And we're being sexually active, she has to produce, I call it a report card, but she's going to have to get tested regularly.
I was actually wondering that when you were talking about this, like, how often do you guys get checked, to be honest?
Card.
You have to get tested. And then every time I have unprotected sex with a shorty, I go get tested. Because I can't always rely on the report that she gives me. You know what I'm saying? So I go get my own report.
Yeah, bro, that's crazy. Sounds like risky business, bro.
You know what's risky? From, like, these side girls, too? Like, do you question them?
Say that again?
Do you question the side piece? Like, I don't really know what to call her. But
do you have agreements with her as well?
Yeah, there's every dynamic comes with an agreement.
Do they have to show a test?
If we're going to have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Because like I said, I'm a freak. So
yo, like your doctor is making bank.
I like to do a lot of things. So if they're not clean or if they're not willing to produce documents, then I'm just not crossing that line with them.
That's smart.
I'm just not crossing that line with them.
Yeah, it's always good to practice safe sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, safe sex is like, I got this thing. I'm not even going to go there, but it's just being responsible. That's all. It's just being responsible.
And it's not like you're getting,
you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So it's not like...
What'd she say?
She's saying that it's not that I'm getting it in with all these shorties either because I have standards. Like, with me, you have to earn everything, even the dick.
Oh.
I'm not just throwing dick out there just because. You know what I'm saying? Because number one, I know what I'm capable of. I know that all it takes is one session with multiple orgasms and the shorty's strung. And that could come with a lot of drama. That could come with, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, because what I've noticed in my experience is like when I reach a certain point with a shorty, if we're being sexually active, it taps into traumatic experiences that she has. Like it taps into her trauma. So it could trigger her. You know what I'm saying? She might be cool one day, but then I triggered her through the sex.
You think that's bipolar?
No, I just think I just think it's trauma. You know what I'm saying? It's just unresolved trauma that comes to the surface.
Through
I actually have like one more question before we kind of end this a little bit. When was the last time that your main has been with someone other than you? Like how long ago was that? I know that you fulfill her needs, so she really hasn't needed to, but how many years has it been?
Before me.
So 17 years ago.
So she's never been with another man during your relationship?
No, and I'm holding her to it. That, you know, that's based on us being together and all of that stuff. And so, yeah, I'm holding her to it. And I'm not looking, you know? That's another thing, too. But I trust that that's what it is because I've been with her for mad long. Yeah. And we have these open discussions. It's not like... it's not like we're in the house and it's just quiet all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're constantly communicating about anything. We're always talking. So we have open discussions. And, yeah, based on our open discussions, I have no reason to believe that she's been untruthful in our conversation, especially given the fact that she knows that I've been with other shorties and I openly talk to her about it and our experiences. And so that would definitely be a time for her to be like, well, I was with this guy. And you know what I'm saying? But she's never expressed any of that or.
Yeah.
She's never really showed signs of resentment. Cause that's another thing that I would look for. Because once resentment is there, that's when motherfuckers is more likely to cheat if they're not being open. If they're not already having honest dialogue, all it takes is resentment.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I haven't had in all these years, I haven't been able to sniff out any form of resentment at all from her. So I have no reason to believe that she's been untruthful in these open discussions that we have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah. Well, yeah. I really appreciate you guys joining and, you know, giving us your feedback. And I mean, it was definitely a twist hearing about your open relationship compared to like Staten this talking about cheating. So, yeah. I mean, I really appreciate you jumping on.
Definitely.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really believe there would be less cheating if people were more honest with themselves and with each other.
Absolutely. I can agree with that.
And their needs and wants, kind of really like how you are. I mean, I fully agree.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
King's Day. Bill, thank you so much for joining our podcast, Real Talk with Jules and Wiz. It's been awesome talking with you guys. Thank you for keeping it 100. And please don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our channel.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Thanks for anyone in the chat.
Oh, of course, King's Day. Thank you so much for coming through tonight. If anyone in the chat wants to ask any questions before we wrap it up, we're going to end this stream, but we will be back at you. Jules, when are we coming back?
Next Friday at 9.
Okay, next Friday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so be here. If you want to jump on, if you guys got any stories, next week we're going to be talking about tracking in a relationship. So if you guys have any stories that you want to bring, tracking on phones.
God, that is crazy
work. Going through phones.
Putting an AirPod like in a car and tracking. Who knows?
AirPod
on crazy work.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that next week.
That's toxic.
It is toxic. Toxic. Yes. No, but jump on next week. You want to talk about it? Anyone has any
stories? No doubt. If I'm available, I'll tune in. This was fun.
Thank you so much.
Bring the main on. We want to hear from her too.
Oh, yes.
Want her put her on right now?
Put her on next week. Put her on next week. We want to hear it.
Oh yeah, if I'm on, she'll be here with me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Bill. Great having you.
Nice having you guys.
Yeah,
best
no doubt,
here.
Man. Love you, Bill, man. Keep up the great work.
It was real, King's Day.
Keep up the great work, man.
All right, guys, don't forget, tune in with us next week. Have a great night.
Alright, guys.
I'm looking outside my window. I try to see where my luck goes. I just don't